Hey, Randy.
Okay, so as we talked a couple weeks ago, we're in what, Exodus 12? About Passover and what takes place during that week. And I think it's pretty fascinating and how there's such similarities in Jesus' last week of his life as we have, recorded, a lot of text. I mean, what is it? Almost half the book of John is Jesus' last week. A lot of teaching, but some certain things. So I'm going to come to this maybe with a little bit of prejudice because the way I got interested in this was I didn't agree with what was commonly taught, not only in our culture, but some members of the church, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. But I don't believe that a lot of people believe that Jesus was crucified on Friday. I don't believe that. I believe it happened on Thursday. We celebrate in our culture, Good Friday, thinking that Jesus was crucified on Friday. I think the text doesn't play that out, in my mind. So that's kind of the way I'll kind of present it. So I think on your paper, let's first off maybe put at the top or make some columns, especially like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think that'd be important, especially Sunday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Make a little bit of a column there, and then you can put Friday, Saturday together, and then Sunday.
Okay. Should the paper turn sideways or does it
However
matter?
you want, however
Okay.
you want, just so we can kind of play this out a little bit.
So Sunday to Sunday, is that what you said?
Sunday to Sunday.
Okay. All right.
So as we get into the text in Exodus chapter 12, let's go ahead and go there. Exodus 12. Give everybody a chance to get there. We need to say a prayer before we get started. Let's see. Bill, would you like to lead us in a prayer?
Yeah, just a second here. Get the queen out of my mouth. Holy, righteous Heavenly Father, we come to you now to ask you to be with us during this next hour as we study your word. I'm rather excited about this opportunity. We're going to talk about Jesus last week on this earth. And I can't think of anyone that would know that any better than Randy. He studied it and knows exactly what was happening, and he's going to share it with us. And I'm excited about hearing about it. Be with us as we go through this meeting at the end of our lives on this earth. Give us a home in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. So I don't know if we need to go to, maybe we need to, maybe I need to bring up the other argument, which is, and if anybody else wants to chime in, it's pretty commonly believed that Jesus was crucified on Friday. And one of a couple reasons for that is that if you remember when Jesus was on the cross, and this would be recorded in where is it? Somewhere in my notes here. I got too many notes. That they came to see if those individuals on the cross were dead because it was coming up, it was the day of preparation, and the next day would be the Sabbath. So they wanted them to die on the cross because they know that on the Sabbath they weren't allowed to do any work. So it's pretty commonly believed that that Sabbath must have been a Saturday, so that therefore Jesus was crucified on Friday. Also, when Jesus partook of the Lord's Supper with the disciples and washed the disciples' feet, it's commonly believed that that was happening on Thursday night, which I don't believe to be the case. So we'll kind of go through that. So going back to Exodus chapter 12, there's a couple things that we need to kind of hit on as we go through this. In Exodus 12, in verse 3, I don't know if we want to start with 1, but it said, "Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall be the beginning of months for you, and it shall be the first month of the year for you.'" So notice what verse 3 says. "Speak to all the congregation, saying, 'On the 10th of the month, you are each one to take a lamb from themselves according to their father's household, a lamb from each household.'" So notice this 10th of the month of this first month, which is Nisan, N-I-S-I-A-N. So on the 10th of the month, they were to choose this lamb. So I believe that coincides, and you can put it under your heading of Sunday, the first Sunday in your little schematic there. This is when Jesus, what happened to Jesus on this Sunday prior to his death?
This triumphal entry day?
The entry into Jerusalem. We read about that. I don't think we need to get into that, but you know, Jesus came into, if you remember all, everything that happened, he told his disciples to go and get him a colt. He comes into Jerusalem. We call it today Palm Sunday because they had palm leaves and they were waving them to Jesus. So I believe that coincides with the 10th day of Nisan as we have it. But as we keep going in Exodus, in chapter 12, verse 6, which we've already read this, and it says, "You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight."
I have a question real quick.
Sure.
Is there anything in the Bible that actually identifies that day as the first day of the week, the day Jesus entered entered Jerusalem, or is that just figured based on the timeline of the resurrection and when the crucifixion would have been? I never actually looked into it.
I didn't look into that either. It's, you know, there must be something because it's, you know, it's considered Palm Sunday. So
I will look.
I don't know. I'd have to get back in. I'd have to get into that. So, but notice in verse 6, on the 14th day at twilight, they were to kill it. So what does that mean to you?
What does what mean?
So yeah. If Sunday was the 10th, which day would be the 14th?
Oh,
Thursday.
And when is twilight?
It's when the sun is going behind the hills.
Yeah, it's at dusk. Okay. Yeah. So that would actually be our, and understand that the Jewish calendar, the way that they went, their days went from sunrise or sunset to sunset. So like for us, as soon as the sun goes down, we would change the day. We do it at 12 o'clock midnight, but let's say, I don't know what, in another hour or so, the sun's going to go down. Today being Thursday, that would make it Friday. So this was to be done right at the end of the day. When? On the 14th day.
Which was Thursday.
So that would be to us Thursday evening before the sun went down. Mm-hmm. Just catch that. That's what we have to understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
pretty good with
our Thursday.
That would be our Thursday afternoon evening. Just
basically before, right now.
It'd be right now.
So yeah. So right now is the beginning of the 14th, or right now is the right now would be the beginning of the 14th, right?
Right now would be the end of the 14th. The end of the 14th. Yeah. In another hour, okay. It'd be the 15th.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good with that. So what happens just before sunset? The lamb is slaughtered.
Right.
Okay. And then notice back into Exodus chapter 12, we just read verse 6. verse 7, moreover, you shall take some of the blood and put it on your doorposts. We know that. Verse 8, here's another interesting. And then you shall eat the flesh the same night, roasted with fire. So when are they to eat it?
Thursday.
14th.
Or maybe the 15th.
The same night.
Yeah.
So now we're into the next day, because they were to kill it right at twilight. And when were they to eat it?
Same night.
On the 14th.
Pardon me?
On the 14th.
No,
on the 15th.
The 15th
night, because their day starts at night.
Right. Tonight. But it says to kill it on the 14th.
Yeah, they kill
it. It says to kill it on the 14th, but it's just to eat it the same night.
Mm-hmm.
So when is that? Is that the evening of the 14th, which is actually the 15th?
Mm-hmm. No.
You confused me.
No,
it's
the 15th
of the 14th.
It's because more than an hour passes by the time they kill it, clean it, and cook it. More than an hour has passed. So you're saying
take it on the 14th, but then as the 14th goes on, the 15th comes, and that's when you kill it at twilight. You're just taking it on the 14th to kill it at twilight, so the end of the day on the 14th. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, well, somewhat. It's chosen on the 10th,
right?
And then at twilight, and twilight means dusk, so it's right at the transition. It actually means between the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So right at the transition from one day to the next, they're to kill it. Okay, so if you were to kill a lamb, okay, what time is it now? It's 7:15. If you were to kill a lamb in a half an hour from now, and prepare it to prepare it. When would you eat it?
On the 15th.
On the 15th.
So you're suggesting that they take it on the 14th, but it's actually killed and eaten on the 15th.
Yes. No, it's killed on the 14th and it's eaten on the 15th.
Oh, so they kill it at sunset. But yes, because 14. It takes so long to cook, it's not till the 15th right. They eat it.
That's correct.
Okay.
No, that's correct. See,
my thought has always been they take it at sunset from the 13th to the 14th. That's when they kill it. And it's cooked. And then they eat it after some period of hours on the 14th. That's what I've always thought.
Mm-hmm. But what does it say in verse 6? That they were on the 14th day, the whole assembly is to kill it at twilight. So that is the killing takes place on the 14th day at twilight.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good. That's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's part of the thing. I mean, my other issue, as you're going to see, is when did Jesus partake of the Passover? Did he partake of it on that Thursday, or did he partake of it on Wednesday? I believe he partook of it on Wednesday, and there's some evidence for that it wasn't actually the Passover after the lamb was slaughtered, because he was to be the lamb that was slaughtered. He became that. He became that on Thursday. So Jesus didn't partake of the Passover lamb, and there's some evidence to show that. Ooh, you're looking weird at me.
No, I'm thinking and trying to find some at the same time.
Okay. So is everybody good so far? Like I say, it's kind of hard to diagram it.
Yeah. I'm good.
I mean, that's what they were to do. Okay. Now turn over to Leviticus chapter 23, because it gives us some more information on Passover.
Okay.
Leviticus chapter 23.
The verse,
starting in verse 4. Leviticus, everybody there?
Yep.
Leviticus 23 verse 4 says, these are the appointed times of the Lord's holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at the times appointed to them. And here's the point, verse 5. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at twilight, is the Lord's Passover. So that should be, you know, just what we just talked about. Okay. But notice verse 6, then on the 15th day of the same month, there is a feast of the of unleavened bread to the Lord. Catch that. What did it just tell us? On the 14th day at twilight is the Lord's Passover. Mm-hmm. What happens on the 14th day at twilight? The lamb is slaughtered.
Yeah.
Right? But then what does it say? Then on the 15th day of the same month, there's a feast of the unleavened bread to the Lord. When do they partake of the feast of the unleavened bread?
Next day.
On the 15th day, which if the lamb was slaughtered at twilight, say an hour later, 2 hours later, once they clean that animal, cook that animal, then they partook of that animal. It's the 15th day.
Right. So are you actually drawing a parallel between the lamb and the crucifixion of Jesus?
Oh, I'm gonna. Give me a minute.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so to clarify, hold on, Randy. To clarify, you're thinking that the 14th day is the day the animal is sacrificed. They don't actually eat it until the 15th.
Right.
And because it's
the 15th, then it's technically a part of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Right. It is. Sure.
Okay. Because I've always thought the 14th was a day it was killed and eaten with unleavened bread. And then the following day starts just unleavened bread for another 7 days for a total of 8 days. But mm-hmm. you're thinking that just the sacrifice is the 14th. Everything else follows. It still follows after that. It's just the lamb is on the first day, the 15th.
Yes.
Day. Okay. Yep. All right.
Okay. And then continuing on. So on the verse 6 again of Leviticus 23, then on the 15th day of the same month, there is a feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Now notice what verse 7 says. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work. But for 7 days, you shall present an offering of fire to the Lord. On the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. So what did that just tell us? On the first day, it's to be what we call a high holy day. Right? What does it say here? A holy convocation. So it doesn't matter what day of the week that falls on, that was a holy day.
Right.
So the 15th was a holy day where they weren't allowed to do any work. And also on the seventh day, which would have been the next, Wednesday, Thursday, was also a high holy day. No work was to be done at the end of the Feast of the Passover. So when we make the assumption that when Jesus was on the cross and they came to break his legs because the next day was going to be a Sabbath, we make the assumption that that Sabbath had to be Saturday. That's a wrong assumption. The 15th day, if it fell on a Friday, that would be a high holy Sabbath. They weren't allowed to do any work. And I believe that's what happened during that week. Okay, you with me?
Yep.
So, yes. And now here's one of the main arguments. I don't know if we need to go to it. You probably all know it. In Matthew 12 and verse 40, Jesus states himself that he was going to be crucified and he was going to be in the ground just as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. You can go to that in John, Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40. Three nights.
John what? John 12?
No, Matthew 12, Matthew verse 12. 40.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me turn to that. That's Jesus speaking himself.
Right.
Matthew 12 and verse 40 says, for just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That's Jesus speaking. So if that being the case, now you're on your little diagram there, we know that Jesus, according to Mark 16, verse 9, was resurrected at one day of the week.
Day of the week.
Huh?
Sunday?
On Sunday, the first day of the week.
I thought so.
That's Mark 16, verse 9. So remember, they went to the tomb and early in the morning, and he had resurrected on the first day of the week, is what it says.
All four Gospels say that.
Yes. Yep. So now let's do the math, since Daniel's into math. Now go backwards from Sunday, go 3 days backwards.
Thursday.
Well,
you can say Sunday would be the first day, Saturday would be the second day, and Friday would be the third day.
Well, remember though, they count their actual days sunset to sunset, so we really have to count periods of daylight and darkness.
Right.
So the darkness leading up to what we call Sunday morning, it would be the third of those third nights, right?
So,
well, let's consider that they considered Saturday night at, say, 8 o'clock at night, that was Sunday to them. Sunday, that was the next day.
Right. But so, if we say day and night, that's like evening and morning. It's just different verbiage.
It is. Yep. But you can, you know, I can see, I've heard arguments that you know, people kind of fuss a little bit over the Friday and Saturday and Sunday. There's 3 days, but also says three nights. So which nights would those be? It would be for sure what we would call our Saturday night, Sunday morning early, right? And then it would be for sure Friday, what we call Friday night. But then where's the third? If Jesus was crucified, the scripture tells us at the ninth hour, which was when Jesus died, which was the ninth hour, which was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. If he died then
one day,
you can say Friday would be a partial day, but then he would be in the grave Friday night and Saturday night. But where's the third night?
Right. That's tough. That's why I thought it was Thursday instead of Friday.
That's why I believe that's one of the reasons why I believe it was Thursday instead of Friday. Because it's just simple math. You know, and there's some wisdom, and there's some things to it. So when was the sacrificial lamb slaughtered? On Thursday afternoon at twilight. Right.
Yes.
When did Jesus die? At Thursday afternoon, prior to twilight, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But the similarity is there to where on both the sacrificial lamb and our Christ was slaughtered, died on the same day.
Yeah.
Because Jesus became our sacrificial lamb. So which day would he be? Would he be slaughtered on the same day?
It would be the Thursday.
On Thursday. So how does that coincide with Jesus partaking of the Passover? Because that means the Passover was actually partook of on that Thursday night, and he would already be dead.
Wow.
Ooh, there lies the question, right?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that one. Me either.
Well, I do.
Oh, good.
So if you go to, I got too many notes here.
I stopped using it.
I want to go. John chapter 19, I believe. Got it here somewhere. Just look. Oh, hang on a second. All right, you got too many passages. Give me 1 second.
John 38.
Oh, I'm sorry, John chapter 13. So we know that the apostles were told to go and prepare Passover for Jesus. When he partook of Passover, was that Thursday night or Wednesday night? We know what happened there. If you remember, Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. He washed the disciples' feet. He taught them, so on and so on. In John 13, is that where he washes the disciples' feet, coming on down in verse 26, Jesus therefore answered, that is the one to whom I shall dip the morsel and give it to him, talking about Judas. So in Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, he did it with Judas there. In verse 27, he says, and after the morrow, Satan entered into him. Jesus therefore said, what you do quickly. Right? And then notice how the other disciples respond to this. It says, now no one of those reclining at the table knew for what purpose he had said this to him. So the apostles didn't understand really what Jesus was saying. For some were supposing because Judas had the money box that Jesus was saying to him, notice, buy the things we have need of for, what does that say? My Bible's gone right there. Somebody read verse 29.
For some were supposing because Judas had the money box that Jesus was saying to him, buy the things we have need for the feast, or else that he should give something to the poor.
Okay, stop. Buy the things that are needed. The apostles were saying, oh, well, Jesus is telling them to go buy the things that were needed for what?
For?
The feast.
Oh, the feast. Or what feast? Give something to the poor.
Or give to the poor. What feast? What are they thinking?
Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Aren't they already partaking of that?
Well, it's Passover.
It's different, isn't it? So they're not partaking of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread that starts on that Thursday, what we'd call Thursday night. They're doing it prior to that. So the sacrificial lamb was not slain yet.
No, because in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it is the Passover that Jesus takes to the Lord's Supper. So this is, and, oh, wait. In chapter 13, verse 1, did you mention that? Chapter 13, verse 1?
Before the Passover celebration.
Before the feast of the Passover.
Oh.
But he sent them out to prepare for that. So is this the argument for Jesus being crucified on Friday was that he partook of the Passover on Thursday night and was arrested Friday morning and went through the trials Friday a.m. and was crucified on Friday. But this gives us an indication that that wasn't the case, that the Passover lamb has not been slain, the apostles are saying, well, he's telling Judas to go get prep, go buy things for the feast, which would be the feast after the Passover lamb was slain that they would partake of on Thursday night.
Okay, so now I have questions. So where does instituting the Lord's Supper fit into John 13 through 17? Because John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke make it clear that they are eating the Passover meal. I desire to eat the Passover with you. But here, John 13, this is before the Passover. But Judas, was still with them when Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper.
That's right.
So where does Matthew, Mark, and Luke and Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper fit into John 13 through 17?
Well, actually, this Passover is one that Jesus instituted with them on Wednesday night.
What? You're saying,
it has to be on Wednesday night because of the math that we determined, that this was the night before his betrayal.
Right, but the problem is though that John 13:1 says this is before the Passover, and he gets up from supper in verse 4, but it's still before Passover. But Matthew, Mark, and Luke say Jesus is eating the Passover with them. So either John 13 through 17 is before the day before the actual Passover, or there's some other messed up timing here with John 13 through 17 and Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
I don't think there's messed up timing. I think this was in preparation for the Passover. Was he partaking of the Passover lamb? No.
Not in John 13, no.
He couldn't have been.
No.
And in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when they say that it was the Passover, it was in preparation for the Passover, but they were not partaking of the Passover lamb because the lamb hadn't been slaughtered yet. Because Jesus became that lamb.
They would have had to, because he's eating the Passover with them. Because even says, evening came, Jesus reclining at the table with the 12. One of you betray me. And then Matthew 26:17, now on the first day of unleavened bread, disciples came to Jerusalem and asked, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And then they find this house to eat the Passover at. The disciples did as Jesus directed, and they prepared the Passover.
Yes. So when did that unleavened bread start? On the 14th day, correct?
Well, that's when the Passover lamb is taken and killed at twilight. But if we follow that, then it's not actually eaten until the 15th day. So that's what I'm trying to figure out is, where, because Jesus is eating the Passover in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But John 13 is before Passover. So I'm thinking somewhere in John 13, there's no, because it's before. That's what I'm trying to. There's a time frame there that I'm trying to figure out with the Matthew, Mark, and Luke, with him eating the Passover with Judas, John 13 through 17, where Jesus is eating before the Passover with Judas, but in John 13, Judas gets up to leave.
There's a train of thought that so the Passover started on the 14th. Does that mean that they were only allowed to eat unleavened bread and fruit of the vine starting on the 14th?
Yeah, because Exodus 12 says you shall eat it with unleavened bread.
I know, but they were also tells them to partake of the lamb that night.
On the 14th,
so they're
right.
Eating the lamb. They're eating not only unleavened bread, but they're also eating the lamb.
Right.
Okay, so that's happening on the night of the 14th, that night, which actually is the 15th.
Right.
So when Jesus partook of the Lord's Supper, he did it on the night, on Wednesday night, which was actually the 14th. And 14th, that's right. And so the unleavened bread was already starting to be, it was instituted as of evening, as of sundown on Wednesday night. And Jesus partook of it virtually what we would call Wednesday night, but what, according to them, on the morning or the evening of the 14th. You with me? That's, I know that's kind of.
So you're saying that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when Jesus takes the bread and the fruit of the vine, they don't have the Passover lamb ready yet.
That's right. But they're into the 14th day because it's at night.
So when does John 13 fit into that? Because John 13 says it's before Passover.
Well, it says before the where am I?
This is why I'm trying to get into this, because I know how hard this is going to be. And that's why I'm glad you were going to do it.
And it's even harder not being able to kind of diagram it on a board right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
All I can say is, was there a Passover lamb? Is that what Jesus is referring to that was going to happen on the next afternoon? Hmm. But according to the math, Jesus had to have done this. He had to have partaken the Lord's Supper on that Wednesday night, which is actually the 14th, the start of the 14th day. He was arrested on the 14th day. He was tried on the 14th day, and he was crucified in the afternoon of the 14th day. That coincides with the Passover lamb getting crucified, getting slaughtered. So is that as clear as mud to everybody?
You know it.
Let me throw something else in there. Let me share my screen, because I found this today, because I was trying to figure out, okay, what are our options for years of when this could take place? And so based on the Jewish calendar, apparently this has been done many times. Like, that was something I was hoping someone had already done. And apparently many people have done this. So this is, can everybody see that?
Yeah.
All right. So over here on the left is the year according to how we count time, and then years. And then this is our calendar day. For some reason, they've got the time. I'm guessing this is sunset. And then
that's the new moon. That's the new moon when it actually is full moon.
Okay. Then here is, but that's part of what the Nisan is based on, is the new moon. It's the lunar calendar. So yep. Then you have that year. When is the 14th of Nisan, which is the day the lamb was taken and sacrificed, or maybe sacrificed. No, I'm not sure. Sacrificed. So this is a 10-year period from 26 AD to 36 AD. And in this time period, there's only three options. The first one is 27 AD, our April 10th. And that just happens to be what day, Randy?
Yeah.
The other two? Yeah. The other two are what we would call March 12th. Or actually, excuse me, March 27th. April 7th. That's a Friday. And that's in 30 AD. And then 33 AD is the other option. Now,
if it was on Friday.
Right. If it was on Friday. Mm-hmm. Now, the favorite date everyone chooses is 33 AD. Anyone have a guess on why people would be their favorite?
Because he was 33.
And how do we count our years?
I don't understand that one.
Our years are based on the birth of Jesus. The presumed birth of Jesus being zero or one, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's the first major problem with that is that Jesus could not have been born in either 1 BC or 1 AD because Herod the Great died in what we call 4 BC. And Jesus would have had to have been born at a minimum 2 years before the death of Herod. So at a minimum, Jesus could not have been born as we count time before 6 BC. And more likely, it's more like 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 BC, Jesus was born. Now, out of 27, let me get my calculator back up. So Luke, I just had it too. Where is it? Oh, Luke 3 says, 3:23 says Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his ministry.
Right.
30. And normal, for I don't know how they figured it out, Jesus' ministry was 3 years. So he's 33 when he dies.
Because you have three recordings of Passover in Jesus' ministry.
Right.
That's how we get 3.5 years that Jesus, when he started his ministry, there were three recordings of Passover. So that's at least 3 years plus.
Right. So so he's probably 33, maybe 34, maybe 32 when he dies. Okay. So we go back to this thing. So it can't be 33 AD. The math doesn't work. It's got to be something that takes him back to be born sometime between 6 and 10 BC.
It's 27.
Only 27 allows that.
Only
it just
27
happens to be on a Thursday.
And if he was born 6 years, 6 BC, at 27 AD, he's 33 years old.
Right. Now, here is the only catch with this. You ready?
There's a lot of them.
No, actually, there's only, well, yeah, but there's really only one major catch with this calculation. This calculation is based on our understanding of the Jewish religious calendar now. Here's the catch. The Jewish calendar, as we understand it now, was not made what it is now until 900 AD. Until 900 AD, there were apparently several different methods of counting when Passover was. And I could not find anything that demonstrated with any kind of certainty exactly when Passover would have been in this same time period. So there's still some doubt of the years, not the years, but when exactly Passover would have been during this time frame. There's some obvious language in the Old Testament and the New Testament that suggests Passover was in the spring. Well, spring is March to May, March to June almost. So you have a fairly large gap of time that Passover could fit in. And so this calculation is based on really an unknown counting of time. We don't know how the Jews were actually counting time for Passover back then. This is based on how we count time now.
Right.
So even Jews counting Passover was like a couple weeks ago. We don't know for sure because Exodus through Deuteronomy don't actually tell us. There's nothing in the Old Testament that tells us exactly when the first of Nisan is. That's something that the Jews figured out, it's something the Jews decided on in 900 AD. And that was because they were celebrating it at different times all over the world. So the Jews collectively, they got somebody and said, we're going to figure out when it is. Throw that into the mix. Now,
Daniel, you confused it even more.
Well, sorry. But to Randy's point, and I agree with Randy's primary point, the resurrection was at a minimum discovered on the morning of the first day of the week. Probably actually rose during the night, which from a Jewish perspective would have been still the first day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Bible, that reckoning is the most important thing. I think God intentionally made it vague so that when Jesus is resurrected, the focus doesn't become on a yearly anniversary, but rather a weekly remembrance.
Right.
So,
and to your point there in Mark 16:9, it says, now after he had risen early on the first day of the week,
yeah,
he first appeared to Mary. Early on the first day of the week. So we know that happened.
Right.
That night.
And as far as I'm concerned, the only question I would ever have about anything Randy put out there was in John 19, verse 31. That Sabbath was a high Sabbath. Now, Randy's right. The 15th of Nisan was a high Sabbath. But one of the things that would also be possible is that if that 15th of Nisan just happened to fall on an actual Sabbath, it would have been an even higher Sabbath.
Yes.
But
the point is, it didn't matter which day that fell on. It was a Sabbath.
Yeah. Yeah. And the language of John 19:31 allows the possibility of that Sabbath they want to get him down from is not just the Feast of Unleavened Bread Sabbath, but also the weekly Sabbath at the same time. So you have potentially, and by the way, regardless, he's in the tomb on a minimum one Sabbath. If he's in a tomb for two Sabbaths, that's two consecutive Sabbaths. Now, me personally, as I see the theological aspects of Sabbath, I prefer the idea of a single Sabbath being that day, but everything Randy presented, I have no issue with any of that, other than the question of when was the Passover from the Synoptic Gospels in John 13 through 17. When in John 13 through 17, when did Jesus eat the Passover and institute the Lord's Supper with the disciples? And I think Randy's answer was, he's instituting the Lord's Supper without the Passover being done. Is that correct?
Without the lamb being slaughtered.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a reasonable answer. I can't argue with that. Well, I mean, I can, but I'm not going to, because it's a reasonable answer.
Yeah, and the simple math has to bring you to that point.
You keep saying simple and math back to back as if those two things are copacetic.
Really?
Well, it is. I mean, if you
never simple.
We know that he was resurrected on Sunday. So he was in the grave for three nights, because that's what he said. So the simple math means that he had to be crucified on Thursday to be in the grave, as we would put it, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. That's pretty simple math. Mm-hmm.
And we have to take those words literally, because we have no choice.
Well, I think we take them literally because it's saying that Jonah was in the fish, and that's what he said literally, three right. days and three nights.
Right. That's what I mean. There's even the question of John 19:31 doesn't necessarily invalidate the literal language of Matthew 12:40. So, I mean, it doesn't invalidate it. It does strike a question. But it doesn't invalidate it at all. I think there's from based on what you said, there's probably better evidence for that, as long as I can figure out the math. And you know, I'm just not sure about the math.
So in my mind, to sum it all up, it follows the pattern that, you know, that the Israelites were given in Exodus chapter 12 and Leviticus chapter 23, that, and even reading, in fact, you might read, you know, I didn't even write it down, but I write it down, Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. It never says that he was, you know, chosen at that time. But there's, if you have that in your mind and you're reading that text, you kind of get the impression, like, because he's talking about how he is going to die, that, you know, maybe that does, maybe in my mind, it kind of does coincide with the choosing of this lamb on the 10th day, which was on Sunday. And then all of the teaching that he did on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Another argument is typically those people that believe that Jesus was crucified on Friday can't find virtually anything in the text of what he did on Wednesday, which is kind of interesting because there's all kinds of stuff written. So anyway, so if on the 10th day, which was Sunday, he was chosen, and then on the 14th day, he actually was crucified, it coincides just with what the Israelites to do, to choose that lamb on Sunday and hold that lamb until Thursday, and then go ahead and sacrifice that lamb and eat the Passover on Thursday night. Our Thursday night.
To that end, to lamb, even a young lamb, it takes some care to cook so that it's edible. So the fact that that God specified it had to be cooked over fire, it would have taken quite some time to do it right. Sure. So it was edible. So if they're killing it at twilight, they're eating it at a minimum several hours after that, at a minimum.
Right.
If Which not,
would be the new day.
If not for breakfast the next morning.
Right.
Well, but it says not to leave it till the morning.
Well, and
those that did had maggots.
So they ate it, and it says they ate it that night.
Yeah.
And they weren't to leave it until the morning, which could be also some indication that Jesus was taken off the cross. He wasn't left on the cross for that night.
Yeah. Which also gives us authority for a midnight snack. I don't have any other questions. Anybody have any questions for Randy?
No, I think he explained it very well.
Except for, well, math.
It's kind of hard. The simple math is, you know, it's
new understanding.
Yeah, I work backwards from Matthew 12 when Jesus said 3 days and three nights. So then I look for, you know, what happened, you know, on Wednesday night. And the indication is there that Jesus was partaking of Passover, but the lamb hadn't been slaughtered yet.
Right.
Because Jesus was going to be that lamb the next, as we would call it, the next day.
So now figure out how John 13 through 17 fits in with the instituting the Lord's Supper. Go. You got 2 minutes.
Well, it does. It was the 14th day, so they were to only have unleavened bread and fruit of the vine in their homes when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper.
Right, but I mean, where John 13 fits in, because it's before the Passover. But
well, the Passover is once the lamb was slaughtered and the blood was used to save them. And this was
before. I get what you're saying now. All right, all right.
That's what I'm saying.
I get it. All right. So the whole transaction in the Synoptic Gospels and John 13 through 17, there never was a lamb to be eaten.
That's right.
So the theory would be potentially that they finish that meal while they're waiting for the lamb. They get up and go to Mount of Olives with presumably the idea of going back to eat it.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The Passover lamb wasn't the meal until the next, what we'd call the next evening.
going to be eating the pastoral lamb on the 15th.
Yeah.
But you're suggesting that that's still because they're only supposed to kill it on the 14th, not eat it.
That's right. They kill it at twilight on the 14th, which would have been, you know, say six. Well, actually, it's spring about the same time. So it's probably like 6-7 o'clock in the evening. They kill it and then they eat it that night.
Well, and
that would happen. That would happen on the 14th. Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper on the 14th, but it was our Wednesday night.
Well, that brings up another question regarding the actual, the first Passover. It looks, I've always understood that, yeah, it came about at midnight. The Lord struck all the firstborn land of Egypt. So midnight on the 14th.
Don't let me go through it.
So when did they eat the lamb on that first Passover?
Well, they had to have eaten it prior to...
Before midnight.
They slaughtered it. I don't know. They slaughtered it prior to that because they put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel of the house.
Hmm.
But had they eaten it yet? I don't know.
They don't have to cook the lamb whole. They could have cut it into pieces and cut and cooked it that way.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
It'd cook faster even over fire.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, this is Exodus 12:18. In the first month on the 14th, 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. That's 8 days.
So that coincides
as
we would say, the 14th day at evening is when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, which is our Wednesday night.
Right.
That's why they had unleavened bread.
Right. Because they're supposed to eat it with the sandals on their shoes, sandals on their feet, and staff in their hand because they're going to be shoved out of Egypt pretty quick.
And
Isn't that a horrible thought that Jesus had to eat it with this? There's so many connections here. With sandals on his feet, ready to go, and he went over to Mount Olives and got arrested.
Yes.
Terrible.
That for us though is a
wonderful thing.
No, I mean the idea of the sandals on your feet and the staff in your hand, and that's why it's weekly, is because we don't know when he's coming. It's a reminder every week that we could be leaving any moment. Like the first Passover, that they were eating it with the staff in their hand and the sandals on their feet, because any moment they're going to be told to get out. Just like we are going to be told any moment to get out and taken up. So that's the imagery there. Awesome. Anybody else questions for Randy? Well done, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of confusing unless you kind of study it in depth.
How long did it take you to come up with this?
Yeah.
I mean, it must have taken a lot of study to formulate that, you know, what you've taught us.
I probably first started getting into this 20 years ago, just, you know, when I read the passage where Jesus said 3 days, three nights, you know, the math just didn't work.
All right.
You know, so I've got to coincide one scripture with the rest of the scriptures, you know, and everybody say that he was crucified on Friday. It doesn't coincide with what Jesus said. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's taking a lot of study on your part. That's good. Thank you.
So next year we won't celebrate Good Friday. We'll celebrate Good Thursday.
There you go.
Pretty well. We left off in the first 11 verses of chapter 12. So we'll start in verse 12 of chapter 12 next week.
All right.
Thanks again, Randy. God bless you. Good job.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Say a prayer?
Yeah. Randy, you want to say a prayer?
Sure. Oh, Divine Father, we're just so thankful for this time you've allowed us to spend together here studying your word. We just pray that we can understand it, and as we do delve into it, that you would reveal things to us so that we can apply things to our lives and glorify you. We just pray that you'd forgive us of things we do wrong and help us to be strong and to be able to fulfill your will in our lives. And we're just so thankful for the brethren that can join together here and the Zoom that we can get together in this way. And we just pray we can be an encouragement to one another and to serve one another like you want us to. We know that we need to serve you first. And we just pray that we'd put all the cares of the world away from our service to you and put you truly as first in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Speaking of things that might be wrong, like Good Friday, it's possible that the site they think is the Solomon's Temple where the Wailing Wall is might not be the site of the temple. It might be down the hill a couple miles away.
Wow.
If anyone wants to look into that, feel free. I haven't taken the time to do it yet. So feel free.
Boy, that would put a hitch in your giddy up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and it would also be consistent. I mean, if this is right with Jesus being crucified on Thursday, not Friday, that would be consistent with God and the wisdom of men. You think you know where my temple is, huh? Pshaw, you don't know where it is. So, cool. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Have a good evening.